Well, it's been a while since we've had this bloke in, Owen Pike. G'day.
G'day, how are you?
I'm not too bad for a Thursday that definitely feels like a Friday, yay.
Oh, I've been here before, it's a Thriday.
Welcome to Thriday, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to have you in, mate. Now, last time we kind of had you in, we were talking about the election, we were talking about what sort of happened after the election. Have you calmed down?
No.
You were so angry. You were so wild.
Oh, no, that's status quo for me. So.
Just running at a simmering sort of temperature of rage. I've noticed a few posts of late through your Gumnant page, which you promised to bring me a shirt.
I've still got them.
Righto. And lots of posts around Kenny Vowles at the moment. I mean, will he come back? Will he not come back? What is the sort of make good that Michael Gunner's talking about? What does he expect Kenny to do?
I don't know. I don't know what Kenny did wrong. I mean, everything that he said publicly was just what was confirmed in the, I can't say the name, Le Guggenout report.
Yes, yes.
The ex-under-treasurer from WA.
I can only pronounce it when I see it. Lingland?
The report. I don't know what he's got to apologise. I see Kenny, he made a comment on his page yesterday about Boris Johnson becoming the Prime Minister. And he said, congratulations, he played the long game and stuck to his views. So I think there's a bit of a hidden message there. I think Ken might be doing the same thing in the background.
Yeah, well, and then here's the thing. We know that Ken was sort of dumped unceremoniously the same time that Jeff Collins was, and the third
is Scott McConnell
as well. Jeff has come out and also on his Facebook page talked about what this make good that, you know, is being requested by the Chief Minister, because he's saying that the comments that got them all removed in those emails that were in a private group within caucus and were leaked by somebody on the fourth floor. So why
fifth
are
floor.
They... Fifth floor, my apologies.
Yep.
Fifth floor, why are they held responsible? Did we ever get any confirmation that the person who leaked them has been removed?
I think unofficially where the leak come from at the NT News, people might know who it come from on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it didn't come from those three.
No, and from what I understand, they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Ken Vowles is a threat to Michael's leadership. That's absolutely the only reason that Michael got rid of Ken.
Okay.
And it's interesting. I actually bantered with Jeff online as well, and Jeff, I said, Jeff, would you go back to Labor as well? I said, if Ken was the leader, would you go back? And he said, only if Ken's leader. And only if he asks me, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, I don't know. I could probably see Jeff back within the Labor team as well.
I think Jeff is a valuable member of the Labor team, and he was doing great work before they ended and squashed his pill testing research and the decriminalisation of some drugs. He was doing amazing stuff.
More than that, he's a older, experienced fella. He's a lawyer. He's come from a trade background. He would add a lot of to a team where there is a void of any capability. But I've nicknamed Ken the future undisputed chief.
I don't want you to explain that anymore, because when I look at it,
oh.
So I like my job.
It'll be the FUC Ken.
Yes. That's the one.
Future undisputed chief. So
okay. So but if we look at that, yes.
The next sittings will be very interesting in early August, and any of the backbenchers that want to remain in government in the Labor team would have to start questioning leading into the next election if they'd stay with Labor or run as an independent. But if they stay with Labor, who is going to lead them at the next election? Because it's going to be a mess.
But who's going to lead the Liberal Party at the next election?
Can I guess?
Go on.
I reckon Steve Edgington.
Ooh.
From the Barclay.
Righto.
So the CLP's said that they're going to come out and name some candidates, I think, south of the Berrima line.
Right.
I don't know if Steve Edgington will be named. He's the current mayor. But that's my tip. I think he's a very strong leader. Whether he gets nominated later into the campaign, the only other name that I'm pretty certain will get nominated is Mary Claire Boothby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully she runs against Evil Liar in Drysdale. So you know Mary Claire, she's mad Facebooker. I threatened to break Facebook if she doesn't run against in Drysdale.
So. Well, there are a lot of people that are suggesting that you put your hand up.
No, I've got a business to run and a government Facebook page to run.
That's very true. You're very busy. You're very busy being an agitator. Is that the best word that we can use?
Yeah. No, I've got a business to run. I would like to be in politics. I'm only 23, so I've got.
You're only 23.
Yeah, so I've got many years to go. But
you've got some city miles on you.
Yeah, maybe when I hit my 30s, I'll get
those
in there.
23 years have obviously been rough.
Yeah, but you know, you mentioned the CLP. There's obviously concerns there as well. I put a poll on my page. If a new Conservative Party was launched, would you consider joining? And 75% of people on my page who are traditionally Conservatives have said that they would consider joining a new Conservative Party. I think that does raise concerns for the CLP that they haven't drawn back the general population and the Conservative population. So I still think that they need to reshape and go forward in probably a bit more aggressive way than they have.
Yeah, okay. So what's next, do you think, for our government of the day? I mean, I really am quite, I don't know whether impressed is the right word, but I'm glad that we have the new youth crime initiative that's sort of going forward with different options available for kids within the system.
So was that...
I'm just after your opinion on it.
Oh.
Look at you, your little face, your 23-year-old face puckered right up.
After the juvenile detention centre that they just said that they were going to put in Pinelands and disregarded the community, I've been quite angry about it. There's obviously issues in the community with crime. The problem is there's a short-term problem and a long-term problem. The short-term problem is, I think, a firm hand has to be taken. The strong traditional firm hand has to be taken to stop some people right now. The soft on the current criminals is not working. The hardened young criminals right now aren't a part of generational change. So it's almost like a dual approach has to be taken. The long-term generational change is something that has to happen, but it's a massive cost. We are seeing it. It's a massive cost to us, and I don't know if we're at a place right now with the economy in the state that it is to be throwing money at something like that.
Look, we have no money. We all know there's a giant hole and it's a bit, you know, it feels insurmountable at the moment. But if we don't start something and we don't do something, how long do we wait, Owen?
12 and a half years, I've got 12.
No idea. I don't know, a couple of decades, yeah, mate. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, it's such... There's... Youth crime or crime in general is always going to be there, so you're always going to have people that are unhappy. Yeah. If you're looking for the solution from me right here, right now, I can't tell you. And that's why I don't want to be a politician.
Ah, there you go.
I prefer to criticise them than be them.
Now, before I send you off into this great wide world on your, what did we name it? Thriday?
Thriday, yeah.
On your beautiful Thriday. Anything else you want to leave us with?
Just something I'm digging into. Well, two things can I do too?
Yeah.
First, I'm thinking of changing my page from The Government to Vocal Local just to focus on political issues as well as other business issues that get raised. So I'm thinking of changing that to Vocal Local, but I might ask the crew.
Yeah, but then my shirt becomes... it becomes a collector's item.
Yeah,
all right, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I'll get you a Vocal Local shirt as well.
Thank you.
but something I'm digging into and regarding that not directly to government, but NT Beverages, a water bottling plant that got... NT government kicked in $10 million. Mm. Some information's come into me that's just, I think, worth following up on. I can't go into details on that, but the underlying issue is that if any shareholder put $10 million into any shareholder, directors of a company put $10 million of shareholders' money into a company and then it went under so quickly, an event like this would have a shareholders' class action suing the directors.
Right.
Now, we don't have that accountability under the NDIF. We, the people, are the shareholders. And just something in this water is very fishy.
Yeah.
And it's...
It feels a bit off to you.
Yeah, there is some information coming in that it is off.
So you're saying because the money was put in by the NTG...
Yep.
And it's our money, we the people.
Yep.
And then the business has crumbled so quickly that we then, like you said, become the shareholders and we should be holding the government to account.
No, well, we're the shareholders of the NDIF as the people. We do have to hold them to account. An individual report, I've got some liquidators to tell me what an individual report would cost, which Robin Lambley was asking for.
Okay.
If the government wants to help the process and not put up block walls, it'll cost around $50,000.
Wow.
Now, if we can put a sign on a rocket for $45,000 that flies in Queensland once, we can pay for this report. Now,
yeah.
I do think that it has to be done, and I'm going to try and bring some more things to light, follow up with ICAC to make sure that something is followed through here.
Maybe we can take $50,000 back from the turf club that got the 12 mil for the grandstand they don't really need.
Did you hear the turf club won't let me go into their corporate area?
What?
I was invited as a plus one on the weekend.
Yeah.
And the turf club, when my name was put forward by my lovely girlfriend, I got told that I wasn't allowed there due to some high-level government people being there.
Wow.
Yeah, I find it rude. I've never challenged any politician in a public arena like that, and to be invited to something like that, to the assumption that I'd be offensive, is absolutely wrong. And
yeah.
For the Turf Cup isn't a political institution. Then they should just be getting all members of the community. And
that's right.
My family and myself are significant taxpayers, and to be excluded like that, I think's wrong.
It absolutely. But you know what? Maybe it is also a reflection that you're doing something right.
Yes, that's what most people have said.
Yeah. So let's go with that. Owen, as always, it's such a pleasure. If we would invite you to keep us up to date with the ongoing information from that story that you just talked about with the NT Beverages. We'd love to hear more once you're able to talk about it.
No problem. Will do.
Have a wonderful Friday.
Thank you.